On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, computer specs, ProPresenter and a TriCaster, and Vegas or Premiere. And welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com question and answer show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, well, there's no video for you to do it below, so no problem. Just hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanClif. CLIF. That's a great way to do it as well. So let's dive into the question, shall we? First off, I got a question here, and I forgot to type down who wrote it. So I'll put that in the show notes. And he asked me, do you have any preference on video programs, either Vegas versus Premiere, and do you have settings to share on getting clean encodings? So first off, Vegas and Premiere both have their positives and negatives. Personally, I've never used either one of them very extensively. I hear that because of Adobe Audition, which if you've got the Creative Cloud, you probably also have, the audio in Premiere isn't as robust as it could be. Vegas, though, is a step down in power from Premiere. So, just keep that in mind. Now, as far as settings, what I found out is he's in ProPresenter 5, hoping to upgrade to ProPresenter 6. So, first off, you want to export as an H.264 in QuickTime format, QuickTime wrapper. But beyond that, I actually created a screencast a while back on how to use MPEG Stream Clip to get the settings that Renewed Vision recommends. And if you go with Premiere, I absolutely think you need to send it back through MPEG Stream Clip, because Premiere does something that in ProPresenter 5 especially, it just doesn't like it. There are some theories out there, but doesn't really matter. All that matters is ProPresenter doesn't like Premiere videos. You export the same video with the same media, same settings, everything from Final Cut, and it works great. So there's some sort of encoding issue with Premiere and Final Cut Pro that they just don't like each other. So that's something for you to keep in mind. Now, Josh Copen sent me a direct message, and he asked me to send him the specs for the computer that could do some video editing that he was looking at doing and run ProPresenter. And we were talking, and basically he wants a Mac, which I applaud because I'm a big Mac guy. Nothing wrong with PCs. ProPresenter is, at least, they're good on the PC. They're awesome on the Mac. So that's the opinion I get. Don't work for Renewed Vision. I've talked to some of those guys and gals over there through the years, and they're good people. I think it's just, you know, they've been writing ProPresenter on a Mac since it began, and ProPresenter has some distinct advantages on the Mac. First off, on the Mac, there's Core Video, there's Core Audio. There's all kinds of stuff that's designed for the programmer to do high-end stuff easier. There's audio buffering issues, that you just don't see on a Mac, because when they were writing OS X, which they've done fairly recently, you know, in the last 10 or 12 years they wrote OS X, they had musicians there that are like, well, I want to use this, so they tweaked it. And that comes from a podcast I heard from someone that was working at Apple in the QuickTime division at the time. So, all that to say, I applaud your choice on Mac. It also makes it very easy, because any modern Mac can do what you want it to do. Now, you want to get good specs. As I'm looking for a computer right now, I'm looking for an i7. An i5 would work perfectly fine. And you want to get probably 16 gigs of RAM. You probably do not want to get the integrated graphics. You want to get the, I think they're the Iris graphics that are better for ProPresenter, just because the layers of video and doing that all live and all that craziness. So that's what I want to suggest to you there. Finally, Kathy Brown sent me a voicemail, and I'm just going to play a snippet for you right now.
Regarding ProPresenter and the TriCaster 460. We recently purchased a TriCaster 460, as well as we purchased an iMac computer and ProPresenter. The thing we did not purchase was a SDI module. Is that something that we need to get it connected to the TriCaster? How do we get the second display on from the iMac to the TriCaster? If you can help me with that, I'd greatly appreciate it.
So basically, her question is, how do I hook up my iMac with ProPresenter that doesn't have SDI out into my TriCaster that does? Well, you don't need to buy a special module necessarily for the Mac to work with ProPresenter and all on SDI. This is a big misconception I hear a lot. Oh, you need the SDI module. Not necessarily. If you just want to take HDMI out, run that through a converter, which you can pick up those converters on Amazon, Monoprice, a lot of different places have them, a converter that goes either HDMI to SDI or DisplayPort to SDI, what you're probably going to want to do is you're going to go mini DisplayPort, or it's actually marked Lightning. It's the same adapter to HDMI or DVI, one of those two, and then convert that to HDSDI. HDSDI is what the TriCaster will take in, and it'll work perfectly fine. Now, I don't know if you're going to get one of the key features that ProPresenter offers if you had the right hardware. Like, there is an SDI output card that you can get, and by extension, you'll need to get the SDI module if you do that. And the only, from my perspective, the biggest advantage that you get with that is alpha channels. Now, if you're okay not having alpha channels, you can just convert it and everything's fine. So that's probably what I would recommend to you, is come out probably HDMI, because it's going to contain video, and SDI or audio. They all contain video. But come out HDMI, convert that to HD SDI, and run that into your TriCaster, and you should be good. So, I hope that was one of your questions. Maybe you didn't ask it, or maybe you're one of the people that did. If it's not one of your questions, don't forget to ask your question, and then you can be featured on the show. I've got a little bit of a backlog, so I might get back to you, or I might not, but I'll try and get your question on the show. I'm trying to answer about 3 a week, and I'm getting about 4 new questions a week, so you can see how I'm getting a little behind. Anyway, if you like this content, I bet you would like my newsletter. In fact, I sent out a newsletter earlier this week, and I had a great response back from it, a lot more than I thought I was going to get. So I think that you'll really find it entertaining, and you'll find just some great news there, both some tips and tricks and some news about what's going on at TrinityDigitalMedia.com. If you like that, you'll also like my store, TrinityDigitalMedia.com/store. That's Trinity, like God in three persons, Trinity, digital, like ones and zeros, media, like what this is, media.com/store. And there you can find some resources that I created for you. Why did I create them for you? Because I want you to get better, and I want you to save time. And quite frankly, I don't want to be the only one that knows something. Not that I know everything, because I don't even approach knowing everything. But if I know something that other people don't know, I want to share that. So head over to the store and pick that up. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with Trinity Digital Media.com.